Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. -8 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. -10 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. -11 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0300 hours. Clear. -14 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. -19 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. -22 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. -20 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Thank you. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0700 hours. Cloudy. -18 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0800 hours. Sunny. -16 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Thank you. timeout. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
NHWRO, this is KSADB. Thanks for turning that thing off for a while. That was kind of getting annoying there. I do appreciate it. NHWRO, good morning, Cliff. Yeah, no problem. Something was going on with the Lapeer there. That's all, so. Yeah, I figured something odd was going on when I kept hearing tones and transmissions, and it was just repeating itself over and over again. Looks like they got it fixed, too, so glad to hear that. How's this radio sounding? This is that Radiati DB40D that I'm talking on right now. How's the mic gain and all that? Am I not too loud, I hope?
No, certainly not too loud. I'm on the Yaesu, which has a lot of hash to it, so it's going to be on my side. But for net purposes, it's perfectly readable. It'll work.
Beautiful. Thanks for that. I was just wanted to make sure that I set the mic gains correctly because I can't do that in the radio. I have to do it through the software.
And I just switched over to Wally's Motorola, and it's sounding much better. So anything was on my end. So, no, you got it right. Don't touch a thing.
Well, copy that if you can. We'll appear again. Apparently it is. Thanks for the back to looking over 32 code. Like Brian, see if I can get anything. When he tried to load it, so we'll go through it and see what it is. So I'm going to scan and this thing is doing. I feel like I can kind of like it.
You're not hitting the repeater with HT because you're probably too far away. But I'll let you respond to that, but this will be my last, but I will listen out. You have a good day. I'm sure we can talk soon again. This is November 8, Whiskey, Romeo, Oscar. Tim, I'm sending it back over to KF8FQN. I'll be clear after your final.
Yeah, on my Dolphin handheld, I can make the repeater. It's just a really weak signal. But you have a good rest of your day and 73.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
You as well. This is NHWRO. I'll be clear. And Wyatt, don't forget to say your call one last time when you're clear. NHWRO, clear.
KF8FQN, clear.
NAWROKE8LAX. NAWRONAWROKE8LAX. Nothing heard. Kilo Echo 8, Lima Alpha X-ray, clear.
NAWRO, Dean, was that you? I was on the phone. Didn't hear your call.
Yeah, that was me, Tim. No issues at all. I was just going to say I appreciate you taking over that QSO. I heard Sean over on the FBI ask for help, and he was working on getting the Warren link back up on a temporary basis until the weather breaks. So I figured I should probably jump and assist.
Yeah, I appreciate you did that. I spoke to Phil, KPR, earlier. They were working on it, and it looks like they got the workaround they were talking about until the dish can be repaired, I presume. So looks like we're back up unless you got an update. I was going to jump over there myself after ending with Wyatt, but got the phone call instead. So anything new to report, or they're still working on it?
No, negative. At the moment, we are back up and running. Not the ideal situation, as Sean put it, but we are up and running, and everything is back together. And this machine has its Warren receive back and active.
Copy that. That's the part I didn't know and I was going to ask, so appreciate that. Yeah, I do see it on the dashboard now, so I guess that deserves a yay. All right, sounds good. I'm going to get back to it. You said you're off today, eh? NAWRO.
Yeah, that's correct. They got me on a Monday through Friday right now for training purposes, so I won't be doing alternating weekends, I'm assuming, for at least a week. So I just stopped by the tailor. There's a little hidden gem at 23 in Gratiot, right in the corner next to Five Below. The little guy doesn't speak very good English, but he's very fast and does very good work. So I dropped it off. I wasn't expecting it back today, but he told me to come back to him at 2 o'clock and he would have all my uniforms done, so very happy about that.
Yes, I remember the days when you have to get the pants hemmed and all that. Years ago, I don't think he's still there, but he used to use somebody, I think it was down in Fraser, it was Douglas the Tailor, and then we had excellent police equipment up in Shelby Township. There was a variety. There was even one right there in New Haven, close to where the Hungry Howies is now. I think that's gone. But, yeah, different uniform shops that did the tailoring. That's the key. You got to hit. And then the quick turnaround is always ideal.
That was funny. The XYL is in the vehicle at the moment, and when you mentioned the first one, she was like, yep, I remember that one. So, yeah, I'll let you get back to what you were doing. I just wanted to call you and give you give you a little thank you for taking that one over for me. It sounds like why it's over on the FBI now. But yes, 7-3s, and I'll catch you on the air. I'll probably be on periodically here and there throughout the day. 88 Elias, I'll be clear on your final.
Copy that, Dean. Thanks a lot. I may or may not be gone to see a movie, Song Sung Blue, with a friend, MJR, this afternoon. But if not, I'll have all four on and we'll be listening. NAWRO, clear.
NAWRO, NAVZR.
NAWRO. Good morning, Brian. You had a little pause there. You had to remember the new call sign, right?
Yeah, you could tell. Yeah, maybe that's remnants of the stroke that I had. I have problems with aphasia sometimes, trying to get the words to come out of my tongue. Hey, hey, Tim. Can we get that Wyatt to come down to an APRS, ARPSC meeting, or do you have to be an adult? I mean, do you got to be a certain age or the age requirements? I was just wondering over.
Yeah, unfortunately, Brian, he lives in Emily City, and yes, our actual membership, as we discussed, is now 18 and above for deployable reasons. People, like youngsters in the county, Dave, the EC will make a case-by-case possible exception, but not for membership. You can't be a member. We do have the one that might come just to learn, but he won't really be able to be a member. But with his apparent permission, we might do that. Then we had another legacy member that is considering joining up as a full member with his son, who's in high school age and has just got a ticket. So in that case, we'd make an exception. But unfortunately, in Wyatt's situation, he's in Emily City anyways. That's not going to work out. But doesn't mean we can't help him out on the radio like Tom has already been doing last night, like we did today. We'll continue to do that. So NAWRO, back over to, let's see if I get it right here, N8BZR, Bravo Z Romeo. Hey, I like it.
Yeah, John calls me Nebuchadnezzar. Hey, another question I had for you was with the CTS software used with these ZM32s, did you ever notice, like, if you go and insert a line, that it erases a bunch of already entered in data further down the road, you know, down the list? I'm having that problem. It keeps corrupting my CPS. I loaded a new CPS. I'm up to 1.50, and it still does that corruption thing. Do you ever notice that? Over.
It's been a while since I played with that CPS, but I was having all kinds of problems with it. Don't remember that specific problem, but I do remember resorting the lines, getting like a line to go up to the top if that's where you want. But truth be told, I haven't played with that CPS. In fact, with the thing going on with Joe, I was thinking about delving back into it, taking a look at it, because it's such a mystery what he's got going on there, where the ID just on the one radio, it's the same two radios, DM32s, but one of the radios, it just seems to want to keep the DMR ID in place of where 5-1 should be. And now I guess they've determined it's not the radio, so I don't know what's going on with that. To answer your question, I'm not directly familiar with that. Maybe Cliff might be. Cliff is really deep into that. Both Brian, BPD, and Cliff seem to be a little bit more knowledgeable about that CPS, just FYI. NAWRO, back over to you.
Yeah, I was taking a look at Cliff's code plugs the other day, and I added some more stuff to mine. It was very interesting. It was very helpful to go through Cliff's code plug, figure out how to do mine. Okay, I'll let you go. I know you got things to do, Tim. 73, this is Kate. Correction, this is NADZR. We're saying 73, and we'll be clear up to your final.
Sure thing, Brian. NADZR from NAWRO. I'll be clear.
W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. W8CMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 4 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint.
This is KF8SQN. I'm listening.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 5 degrees. W8CMN, repeater Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 6 degrees. WHCMN, repeater Flint. WHCMN, repeater Flint.
This is KFAQM, listening.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Quality. 5. Flynn 38. Timeout.